Good evening. I'll be your host tonight, Drake Anubis, and I'm going to tell you about this thing I've been using called ZoneMinder. It's a Linux video camera and CCTV security system, or surveillance system, whatever you want to call it. I think security sounds nicer. It runs on any Linux distribution. I ended up just installing the live CD to the hard drive on the machine that I wanted to use, and that worked out pretty well, except that I cannot get the operating system to do anything I want. Anyway, and the only reason I'm getting these errors is because I'm trying to install game in the graphical user environment that I run on my extremely critical surveillance system, because I'm cool like that. I should probably switch back to text-based anyway. It will support pretty much anything that it can see as video, so any kind of capture card, USB or network cameras will work. It also supports cameras that have pan, tilt, and zoom features, supporting most protocols, I think even a couple secure ones. In fact, I'm pretty sure there are a couple secure ones. It's built on standard tools, C++, Perl, PHP, MySQL, and so on. It is open source, by the way, if I didn't mention that. I don't think I did. The way the system is actually set up is that it has independent video capture and analysis daemons, so that it actually runs, I suppose, better performance. I don't have that many cameras on there to actually see the performance. I guess it does have a degree of redundancy that way. There are a lot of different configuration options depending on the type of hardware, and I'm using a lot of cheap hardware because, well, it's cheap. It has this nice web interface. Actually, the entire thing is a web interface, so you can control it from either that computer or any computer, which is why you should run it in text mode, unless you're cool like me and you want to jeopardize the stability by running a graphical environment. It supports event replay in MPEG video, multi-part JPEG, a whole bunch of still formats, and has a lot of statistical data that I hardly ever look at. The neat thing is, though, is that because there are so many formats, you can view it on, and a pocket PC, cell phone, those kind of things. Once you have all the cameras placed, you can set up these unique little filters for a number of events, a combination of events. For example, if, you know, camera A trips and then camera C trips, but camera B is never tripped, don't do this or do that or trigger this event. A lot of unique different things. It has a full event notification engine, I guess you could call it. It will send notifications by email, SMS, it can attach a video or pictures of the specific event, depending on how you set the filter. It supports automatic uploading of any event to an external FTP storage, which is kind of cool because if someone breaks into your house, you'd want to have a record of that probably outside of the house. One of the neat things that I like is that it includes bi-directional support for the X10 little cheap home automation thingies. So, you know, if the camera detects motion, it can turn on a light outside. Or if an X10 sensor picks up motion, it can turn on a camera, those kind of things, which is pretty neat. It does support multiple users and user access levels, although I've never actually used that, and I've never actually seen that, but... Oh no, I have seen that. There is a login window you can enable. I should enable that. It has multi-language support if you speak other languages. I do, but not well enough to actually prefer it over English, so I can't attest for how well it works. It is open source, so it does support external triggering by third-party applications or equipment. You can adjust it, and if you're good at coding, you can probably make it work with whatever you want. And it does have an XHTML format for use with mobile devices and cell phones, in which will actually allow access and, I believe, some common functions. I've never actually tried it, though. It is a nice all-around system. It does a lot of other things, too. That's pretty fantastic. But I'd recommend that you check it out if you need a system like that. It works very well, actually. And you can find it at zoneminder.com. And take a look at the screenshots if you're interested. The screenshots are pretty interesting. They're pretty good testament to what it actually does. Actually, I say actually way too much. And you can donate. There's a donate button if you feel so inclined. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at drakeanubis@gmail.com. I'll probably get back to you. Oh, I will, but it takes me a while sometimes. Okay, see ya.